We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Sif Dalad. V'yesh Dvarim Shem Avak Lashon Hara. There are things that are considered like Avak Lashon Hara, which are a lower level of Lashon Hara. Ketzed. Amru Shisku Mipliny. They say, be careful about person. Any Reitzi Leidea Ma'ira Ma'hoya. I'm not interested in knowing anything about him. All this alludes that there's something wrong with this person. If you speak well about of another person, in front of his enemies, that is considered avak lashon hara, for it causes that they will speak ill about him. Regarding this, the Shlomo HaMelech say, "Vavarach re'ehu." If you announce nice things about somebody else, in the morning it will be considered as if you cursed them. Because you spoke so well about this person, and therefore speaking well about a person in public will cause that people will start saying, why are you only saying these nice things about this person? Doesn't this person have these faults as well? And especially when you do this in public, it's inevitable that there may be somebody who doesn't like him. Or saying sometimes nice things about somebody else could cause a loss for that person. If you say that this person is always generous, so people may take advantage of his generosity. Or if you say that this person is always prepared to lend money, and that may cause him to lend money to somebody who won't pay him back. If somebody speaks Lashon Hara, even in a jest, is not the same as somebody who spoke out of hatred. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, sometimes you're throwing spears and you're saying, well, I only mean, is it a joke? If you speak it in a very deceiving fashion, the way you say it is you're just mentioning a fact. And it's not a Lashon Hara. And when people say to you, why you say Lashon Hara, you say, any day is Lashon Hara. I'm not aware that what I said was Lashon Hara. I didn't realize what was the repercussions of what I said. If you say Lashon Hara about somebody else, not in front of him or not in front of him, if you say things that cause, if this news spreads, it could cause physical or monetary loss, even to cause him distress, all of that, however, if it was said in front of three people, it has already become public. If something was said in front of three people, then it no longer is in the category of Lashon Hara. However, that is only the case when it was not your intent to spread this to make this more public. What is the way a person could be prevented from saying Lashon Hara? If Talmud Chacham who yask b'Torah, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he should learn Torah. Meaning, if you'll spend your time productively learning Torah, then you won't be saying Lashon Hara. And you'll also learn the halachas, and you'll know what is and what isn't Lashon Hara. And if a person's Amaretz, the way to prevent Lashon Hara is yask b'Dotoy, act in a modest fashion. Even though we've learned here that there's a heter in Lashon Hara of Apit, also something that was said in front of three people, the Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, attaches to this many conditions. Number one, it's not something that you could do all the time. It only happens, not that it becomes a habit that you say Lashon Hara in front of three people all the time. Number two, the heter is only that you know it was said in front of three people. To assume that it was said in front of three people is not a reason to be mutter in Lashon Hara. If it was said in front of three people, but one of the people it was said in front of is a person who's very careful about Lashon Hara, and we know he won't spread it further, then it may not be considered as if it's public. If the person who said it in front of three people made it clear to them that I don't want you to spread this, please, it's not permissible to spread. Moreover, only in the city where this happened can we assume that it's become public, not anywhere else. And most importantly, if you're going to repeat something that was said in front of three people, it can only be repeated exactly as it was said. Nothing may be added, no statement, no embellishment in any way to what was said. Sif Vav. Amar B'yirmi Ba'abba. Abba Kitos Emekalos B'nai Shechina. The four groups of people that will never merit to see the Shechina. Case Leitzim. People who are very unserious. Case Chanofim. People who flatter. Case Shakorim. Lawyers. The Kat Mitzapi Lashon Hara. And those that say Lashon Hara. Kat Leitzim. Who are the Kat Leitzim? Why the Kat Leitzim? The Ksav. Moshech Yodav Asloitzim. And Rat Pirish Rashi. Moshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates himself. Miyos Asloitzim. From people who act in such a way. And the definition of a Kat Leitzim are people who sit around and waste their time. And the words that they say, even if there's nothing halachically impermissible about the saying, it's just not serious. And that's not the way we're supposed to live. Chas Chanofim are people who flattered Iksiv, Kloy Lefonov, says the Pasuk, not in front of Hashem, Chonef Yovai, was somebody who flatters. Somebody who says, tries to flatter other people, and that way he'll get what he'll want. Who tries to fool other people to do into what he wants, is all considered case chanofim. Case shakarim, a liar's the ksiv, doy vishkarim, loyika in lefane aynai. And somebody who becomes accustomed to lying will become accustomed to lie all the time. And that can only lead to terrible repercussions. On the other hand, somebody who says the truth will ultimately end up always doing the right thing. I saw a very nice marshal. There was once somebody who would harm people, mug them, hurt them, steal from them. And this person's Rebbe became aware of this person's behavior. And one night he confronts him and he says, what were you about to do? And this person admits to what he was about to do. And his Rebbe wanted to prevent him from doing this ever again, to tell me that the way he was behaving was most inappropriate, and he wanted to stop living life that way. But he didn't know what should he do to make sure that he won't repeat himself. So he asked his Rebbe, what should he do? He says, what you should do is be careful always to say the truth. And by being careful to say the truth, you'll see you'll be fine. And indeed, that would happen. If he was going somewhere to do something bad, and he was asked where you were going, so he obviously wasn't going to admit that he was going to do something inappropriate. He just turned around and didn't do what he wasn't supposed to do. And so too, when he did something bad, he didn't try to cover it up anymore, because he had to take it upon himself that he wouldn't lie. And by living a life of truth, that prevented him from doing the wrong things. And on the other hand, if somebody, chas v'shalom, is accustomed to lying, the slope becomes very slippery to do more wrong. Kat mesapri lashon hara, deksiv kloy kel chavetz rasha to ligur chara, pirsh rash lo yigur chara, lo yogur im chara. There can't be in the neighborhood of a Kadosh Baruch Hu bed. The gabri mesapri lashon hara, regarding those that say Lashon Hara, Ksiv, Ke'en, Befiu, Nechayna, that these are people who are not good. Tzadikat Hashem lo yigur b'mgur chara. V'amra b'seinu, kol etzun nesar sura. One should never speak in a way of ridicule. Ba mitzlus in avodah zarah, except when he's ridiculing avodah zarah. Chayu, that is permitted. D'ksivi hi b'tzarayim, v'chata b'hem aliyah aliyahu, ridiculed the avodah zarah. Sif Zayin, hanoikim chaveroi, if somebody takes revenge, over b'loisa say, he's over loisa say, shenem alay sikoim. B'ketzen in nekima, what is nekima? Oim lechaveroi, shelenu kadumcha, ask you, could you please lend me your hammer? Oim alay, eni meshulcha, I refuse. L'machay mechaveroi tzor l'shoil. The next day, he wants to borrow something from you. Oim alay chaveroi, and he asks you, hashelenu kadumcha, please lend me your hammer. Oim alay, eni meshulcha, I refuse to lend you my hammer, k'moish ata lo hishaltani, as you refuse to lend it to your hammer to me, k'shashalti mucha, when I asked you to please lend me a hammer. Hareza noikim, that's considered nekima, revenge, nekama, v'oiva b'lav. El k'shaveloi lisho, even though he refused to lend you something, when he asks you of something, yitem b'lev shalom, you should be gracious and generous. Lo yigmaloi k'shigmaloi, don't treat him like he treated you. It's appropriate for a person to overcome these types of feelings. I'll call divrei ha'olam, or in all situations, she'etzal mavinim ha'kol divrei hevel avoy. People who understand recognize that all this is not important, and it's just because somebody refused to do something for me, any kedai linkam b'leim, it's not worth taking revenge. I won't cause bad to people who cause what I think is bad to me. What is the best revenge? What is the sweetest revenge? Act better. That is the best revenge. He'll feel bad. Look at how I behave, and look how he behaves. When he hears your well-deserved good reputation, if you act inappropriately, they will be happy that you're one of them. And then he's getting nekama in you. He's instead of you having a nekama in him. Siftes kol anoit alachem Yisrael. Noita is not nekama, just holding a grudge. Oiva b'loisa, sishnam b'lois, sita es b'nei macha. Ketza netira, what is netira? Reuven shamal shimon shleini dava ploini. Reuven asks Shimon if he could please lend him something. V'lei rotza Shimon, and Shimon refuses. L'yom ba Shimon l'shoil eza chevetz m'Reuven. And then Shimon asks Reuven for something. Oim alei Reuven, and Reuven says, holoch, yes, I will lend it to you. Hareini mishulcha, I'm lending to you what you are asking of me. Veni kamoischa, I am not like you. Loishamloch kamasecha, I won't treat you like you treated me. Hoiskaze, somebody who acts this way, over b'leisita is over the lav b'leisita. El yimcha dovem meliboy. If somebody did something wrong to you, forget about it. Loisgrenu klau, don't bring it up. V'zuadei nechoina, that's the proper way of behaving. She'ef she'yiskayim b'yishiv ha'oretz, that's the world way we'll have a good world. U'maso matna shemnei odom zeh b'zeh, and that's the way people will be able to get along one with the other. Simen lamed aleph. She'kol kavonos odom yeh l'shem shemayim. Amar Rabbeinu Sif aleph, Amar Rabbeinu Seinu Zal. Eze parasha ta'ktana, what is a small pasuk in the Torah? She'kol gufei Torah t'luyim ba, but all of our behavior depends on that pasuk. The pasuk of Mishnah, b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu. Everything that we do should be done with the objective of avoidus Hashem. And the Svarim say that somebody who lives that life will be the one that will have tremendous brach in his life. Pirish. And the explanation of that pasuk is, b'shil b'drachecha sh'ata'os l'tzarech gufcha. Even physical things. Das Hashem. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asei es advarim, and do those things l'shma yizbarach. Kegoyim, for example, al-chil v'shti, eating and drinking, halich v'yeshiva, sitting and walking, shchiva v'keima, getting up, going to sleep, hatashmish v'asicha, speaking, kol tzarchi gufcha, even the most gashmi stiga and most physical activities in our lives, yikulam lavadasai yizbarach, should all be there for work in service of Hashem, oila davar garm, or something that at least will cause a garm lavadasai further avodas Hashem.